This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, coming next month, it is the return of the Small Business Development Center and Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. The pitch night events going on. Aaron Larson from the SBDC. It's kind of early in the morning to get all that correct. Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning.
Great to be here, Kyle. Thank you.
So the Growth Talk Pitch Nights events have been going on for a while. Talk about why they're done.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we do this to help our local entrepreneurs start and grow their businesses. And we want to provide them not only with a little bit of cash, which is nice, but also some education and some support networking that goes alongside of it to help them grow.
Now, what kind of impact have these had in recent years?
Yeah, it's been great. We've seen businesses of all sorts come up and pitch. We've seen people come up with no confidence and then learn some public speaking skills, gain that confidence to pitch their business. They come out and they might buy a 3D printer or make a purchase towards a van that can help grow their business. And I think a lot of it is really the networking and the education that comes along with those cash prizes.
So for the April event to be eligible, if somebody's got a small business that's just kind of going, what do they need to know?
Yes, we're focusing on businesses that have been registered with the state and have been active for 1 to 3 years. They've made some sales. We're saying a minimum annual revenue of $1,000, so the early startup phase, and they're just looking to grow. They're in that critical infancy phase where they just need a little bit of help to reach the next level.
And what can they get out of this?
Yeah, well, first prize, we have $2,500 that's available. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize, $500. And then there's an audience favorite prize. That's $250 plus anything that the crowd contributes to that. So it makes it extra fun.
And in the course of doing this, I know you're not just doing a one-night event, but you're really providing these people with some extra guidance.
That's it, Kyle. And that's the latest evolution this year. We're always looking to do it a little bit better each year. And we're really adding some structured education to this process, not only pre-pitch and helping the contestants get up there and speak confidently about their business, but also what comes afterwards. And that's where the UCC's SBDC comes in, and we really walk alongside them, and we have programs to help them and advisors for that.
Now, how long have you been in the lead role for the Small Business Development Center?
I've been the director there since June.
And how's that been going so far?
Oh, I love it. We have so many exciting things going on with the Small Business Management Program, with moving downtown, UCC's new building on Jackson Street, lots of innovation happening.
And do you still see, like during or after the pandemic, we had a lot of people kind of try new things. Are people still kind of in the mood to do that?
Absolutely. The entrepreneurial spirit has not died. In fact, I think it's growing. People are looking for that path towards economic independence, and entrepreneurship is a great way to get there.
Now, if somebody attends this event in April, kind of explain what takes place during the course of the evening.
Yeah. So if you're not pitching, I hope you will attend there at Backside Brewing. It's a great venue, lovely people. And you're going to come, and there's going to be pizza. You'll have the opportunity to enjoy some beverages. And you'll hear some great local entrepreneurs pitch their businesses. You'll learn something new. It's just a really fun, entertaining program. But it's also beneficial for anyone who maybe has an idea or an itch to start a business. You can learn more about what that looks like and connect people who have done it and can support you.
And these businesses, I remember last time around, were really unique. They just went a lot of different directions.
They did, yes. We see a lot of different businesses, but the commonality there is everyone's looking to really just achieve that economic independence, to take that next step for their family, for their community, to realize a dream that they have.
Now, I don't know what the stats are currently, but it used to be that of 10 businesses that started, a certain number just didn't make it. Why sometimes do businesses not make it?
Entrepreneurship is tough. It can be an extremely rewarding path, but it's a difficult path. And I think a lot of businesses, they start out and they don't realize the resources that are available to them. Like with the Small Business Development Center, free advising, we have different programs. And there's a lot of other resources through the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership and what they do, other organizations. Sometimes it's an awareness thing, Kyle.
And, I mean, I can remember, I don't remember what the specific business was, but a couple of years ago, seeing, just driving through town and noticing that this particular place was about to open up, and they were doing all these, it looked really good and everything. And it was like weeks, and it was done. And I'd heard later that they just hadn't planned for the fact that things might start slow, and they had actually no backup cash flow.
That happens, unfortunately, a lot. Sometimes businesses will come in, they might sign a 5-year lease right at the beginning, and they haven't validated the market yet to know that they can pay that lease. And that's why we exist, is to help businesses plan that out beforehand, really test the market, validate it before they get in too deep and put their homes at risk or other things as well.
So somebody has got a business in this category that we've been talking about, and they would like to get some help, be a participant. Where do they go to get to apply to be part of it?
Yes, and we have a short application deadline. It's March 20th for this April 30th event, and you would go to umpquagrowthtalks.com. You can find more eligibility information there as well as the application.
All right, Aaron Larson, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:38 at the morning report.